Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a company that's been a heavyweight in the industrial space for nearly a century, Caterpillar Inc., ticker symbol CAT. If you're curious about whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and more. Let's get started. So why are we talking about Caterpillar today? Well, this isn't just any company. It's a global leader in construction and mining equipment, engines, and industrial solutions. Plus, with recent buzz around their earnings beats and their surprising connection to AI infrastructure, there's a lot to unpack. I'm excited to walk you through their business model, financial health, and whether the stock's current price makes sense for long-term investors like us. If you find value in this deep dive, don't forget to smash that like button and subscribe for more stock analyses. Let's kick things off with a quick look at who Caterpillar is. Founded in 1925 and headquartered in Deerfield, Illinois, Caterpillar is the world's leading manufacturer of construction and mining equipment. They also produce diesel and natural gas engines, industrial gas turbines, and a range of financial products. With over 112,000 employees worldwide, they operate across multiple segments like construction industries, resource industries, and energy and transportation. Their iconic yellow machines are basically synonymous with infrastructure and development globally. What's interesting is that Caterpillar isn't just about bulldozers. They're increasingly tied to trends like AI infrastructure, as data centers and tech growth drive demand for their power solutions. Pretty cool, right? Now let's talk numbers, specifically revenue. For the full year of 2025, Caterpillar reported a whopping $67.6 billion in sales, which is a solid figure for a company in the industrial sector. Breaking it down by segment, their construction industries brought in $25.1 billion, making it a massive driver of their top line. Resource industries, which focuses on mining and heavy equipment, contributed $12.5 billion, while their financial products segment added $4.2 billion. Geographically, North America is their biggest market, accounting for $36.6 billion of revenue, followed by EMEA at $12.8 billion and Asia-Pacific at $11.2 billion. What stands out here is how diversified their revenue streams are, both in terms of products and regions, which helps cushion them against localized economic downturns. Moving on to earnings, Caterpillar has been delivering some impressive results. In their full year 2025 report, they posted a net income of $8.9 billion, translating to an earnings per share of 18.90 cents. That's a strong performance, especially when you compare it to $10.8 billion in net income and 22.7 cents EPS in 2024. While there's a slight dip year over year, it's still a robust showing, given the cyclical nature of their industry. Their operating income for 2025 came in at $11.2 billion, reflecting solid margins despite headwinds like rising costs. The takeaway? Caterpillar's profitability remains strong, and they're navigating a challenging environment better than many peers. Let's dive a bit deeper into what's driving these numbers by looking at some key insights from their Q4 2025 earnings call. Management highlighted that their record sales were fueled by strong demand in construction and power generation, especially tied to AI infrastructure needs. Think data centers requiring reliable energy solutions. They reported an operating margin improvement, which speaks to their focus on efficiency, even as they face supply chain constraints. They also emphasized their strategic push to expand capacity, ensuring they can meet growing customer demand. It's clear that Caterpillar is positioning itself not just as a traditional industrial player, but as a critical enabler of tech-driven growth. That's a narrative worth watching. All right, let's pop the hood on Caterpillar's financial statements for a closer look at their balance sheet and cash flows. As of the end of 2025, they had $9.98 billion in cash and cash equivalents, which is a healthy liquidity position. Total assets stood at $98.6 billion, while total liabilities were $77.3 billion, giving them a stockholder's equity of $21.3 billion. Their debt-to-equity ratio is around 2.03, which is a bit on the higher side, but manageable given their consistent cash flows. Speaking of cash flow, they generated $11.7 billion from operating activities in 2025, with free cash flow coming in at a strong $10.3 billion after accounting for capital expenditures. This gives them plenty of room to reinvest in the business, pay down debt, and return value to shareholders through dividends. They currently yield about 0.75%. Overall, their financial health looks solid, though I'd keep an eye on that debt load in case interest rates stay elevated. Now, let's tackle valuation. At the time of this analysis, Caterpillar's stock is trading at around $828.79, with a market cap of roughly $385.6 billion. Their trailing PE ratio is a hefty 41.78, which suggests the market has priced in a lot of growth expectations. Compare that to the industry average PE of about 28.8, and you can see Cat is trading at a premium. Their price-to-sales ratio is 5.5, also on the higher side. Looking at forward PE estimates for 2026, analysts peg it at around 31.06, which still isn't cheap, but indicates some cooling in valuation over time. The question is, does this premium make sense? Given their strong earnings growth and positioning in high-demand sectors, there's a case for it, but value investors might find the current price a bit rich. Let's shift gears and do a quick SWOT analysis to break down Caterpillar's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is a standout. Consistent revenue growth and strong profitability give them a solid foundation. Their global brand and diversified portfolio across construction, mining, and energy are huge advantages. On the weakness side, their high debt-to-equity ratio could be a concern if economic conditions worsen, and they're not immune to supply chain disruptions. For opportunities, the rise of AI infrastructure and data centers is a massive tailwind, as is global infrastructure spending. However, threats like economic slowdowns, geopolitical tensions, and raw material cost inflation could weigh on margins. Overall, Caterpillar's strengths and opportunities seem to outweigh the risks, but caution is warranted. Looking at recent performance, Caterpillar's stock has been on a tear. Over the past year, it's up an incredible 107.6%, massively outperforming both its industry and the broader market. Zooming out to 5 years, the stock has gained 248.4%, which is just phenomenal for an industrial name. In the short term, though, it's pulled back slightly, down 0.69% over the past week. On the chart, we're seeing some resistance around the $845 level, with support near $800. If you're considering a short-term move, I'd watch for a break above that resistance with volume could signal more upside. Long-term, the trend is clearly bullish, but near-term volatility could create buying opportunities. Let's wrap up the analysis with a look at Caterpillar's intrinsic value to see if the stock is over or undervalued. Using a discounted cash flow model with standard assumptions like a 10% discount rate and a 3% terminal growth rate over 5 years, we can estimate what the business is truly worth. Based on their strong free cash flow generation, $10.3 billion in 2025, and projected growth, the numbers suggest an intrinsic value per share. After running the calculations, the intrinsic value comes out to around $266.65 per share, based on the DCF model, compared to the current market price of $828.79. That's a significant gap, indicating the stock might be overvalued at current levels. Even when adjusting for more optimistic growth assumptions, the value doesn't quite reach the current price. This suggests that while Caterpillar is a fantastic business, the market has already priced in a lot of future growth. If you're a value investor, you might want to wait for a pullback. So what's the final verdict on Caterpillar? There's a lot to like here. Their financials are strong. They're tapping into exciting growth trends like AI infrastructure, and their long-term stock performance is outstanding. However, at current valuations, with a high PE and a DCF value well below the market price, I'd be cautious about jumping in right now. For long-term investors, this is a great company to keep on your watch list, especially if we see a dip in price. What do you think? Are you bullish on Cat, or do you agree it's a bit overpriced? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and let me know which stock you want me to analyze next. If you enjoyed this breakdown, hit that like button, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you don't miss the next video. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.